Open Windows, October the 8th. Oneness in Christ. In Romans 12, verse 5, we read, "We, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another." The word body is not mere metaphor. The members of his body stand in relation to Christ, just as our physical bodies stand in relation to our own selves. The means of manifestation, expression and transaction. The truth is very discriminating and goes to the root of the matter of life and service. Working for the Lord, praying for the Lord and so on, will be seen to have a deeper law which governs their effectiveness. We cannot take up work for Christ, plan schemes, devise, organize or enter upon Christian enterprise, and so command the divine seal and blessing. We cannot pray as we incline, even though it be to the extent of passion and tears, and so secure the divine response. Failure to recognize this is bringing multitudes of people to despair because of no seal upon their ardent labors and no answer to their prayers. In the unfolding of the Lord of his own effective life, the Master puts tremendous emphasis upon the fact that the words that he spoke and the works that he did were not of or out of himself. It was the Father both speaking the words and doing the works. So for all the future of his work, he prayed that his disciples might abide in him. Thus the law of effective and fruitful life, service, prayer, and so on, is that there shall be a oneness that we only do, but surely do, what he is doing. We must know in our spirit just what Christ is doing, how he is doing it, the means which he will use, and his time for it. Moreover, our prayers must be the prayers of the Lord himself prayed in us and through us by the Holy Spirit. Oh, this is surely made very clear as being the realm in which the church in apostolic times lived. This will demand a considerable sifting of all undertakings in the name of Jesus, and will require that nothing is done until the mind of the Lord has been made known. But this will secure 100% effectiveness and issues which will never perish. For the practical purposes of God in this age, Christ is the one body holding fast the head, and the business of every member is to realize more and more fully the meaning of this incorporation and oneness of identity. Ours it is to see that we are utterly in Christ and living by the Spirit. All the rest will be spontaneous.